Stay tuned after the devotion to learn how you can order your copy of my new book titled Living and Dying Without Regret. Hello and welcome to the Living Strong Ministries podcast. Have you ever tried to help someone only to find yourself being smacked in the face? I remember one day driving down the freeway, I was enjoying the beautiful day when I noticed a motorcycle cop off to the shoulder waving me over. Well, I thought to myself, oh wow, this cop needs my help with something. I quickly merged onto the shoulder of the freeway, unbuckled my seatbelt, and opened my door in an effort to jump out and do my job as a citizen by helping this gentleman out. I said, what's wrong, officer? How can I help you? He said, license and registration, please. What? But why? I asked. You were speeding in a construction zone, and as I can see, you're not wearing a seatbelt. But sir, I took my seatbelt off when I got out of the car. I thought you were in trouble with something. I was here to help you. He didn't buy it. $150 for speeding and no seatbelt. Well, I'm never going to help anybody else again. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's the wrong attitude, and you're right. But I can't deny that it was how I felt. You know, sometimes with all of our efforts to help others, we find ourselves knocked out. It's kind of like a boxer asking you or I to step into the ring to help them out with some training. Yeah, right, like that's going to happen. But still, we mustn't lose heart in helping others. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we don't lose heart. So I encourage you, continue to do good. And though you may become knocked down and knocked out, understand that the Lord will lift you up and He will bless your life in due season. My name is Joe Prenito with Living Strong Ministries, encouraging you to live strong. Visit our website at www.joeprenito.com. That's www.joeprenito.com. Hello, my name is Joe Prenito, and I wanted to tell you about a new book that I have just written and that has just been released titled Living and Dying Without Regret. Let me ask you a question. Would God say well done if you haven't done well, or would He name you good and faithful if you were neither? You see, the truth is, the way that we live our lives will determine the way we will end our lives. If you found yourself at the end of your life, would you be looking ahead, anticipating the day that the Lord will say well done? Or will you be looking back, regretting the way that you lived your life? This book is now available at my website at www.joeprenito.com for $12.99. Order your copy today. Will God say well done if you haven't done well?